My name's Crystal Janes, and I participated in the Leadership Institute as a representative of the Coalition of Child Care Advocates, along with my partners Caroline Kent and Stephanie Smith. And our project was to support advocacy leadership in ECEs around the province. And we had such a broad perspective when we started, and we really narrowed it down to what we felt was really achievable for us to do to support the ECEs that we want to that we're interested in working with us. So we began by looking at some materials that the coalition already had, and one of them was a workshop that we were able to adapt, and we called it Child Care 101. And this was an overview, a general look at childcare in BC, in Canada, where Canada fits internationally in terms of supporting childcare in our country, and also the impacts of the fragmented childcare system on childcare workers. So we took this workshop and we presented it in a few different places. West Coast Childcare Resource Center had a conference in the fall. We presented there. But we also organized a frontline advocacy forum for the Lower Mainland, and that was located at Vancouver Community College in a downtown campus with sponsorship from the BCGEU. And we offered a variety of different workshops to 100 participants from the Lower Mainland. And we were able to bring together a wonderful group of presenters. And I think we really inspired and provided knowledge and information to early childhood educators that I think they were just hungry for around advocacy. And these workshops, the keynote was presented by Linnell Anderson, and it was an overview of the economics of childcare and family policies that would be so important to be legislated to support families as a starting place to support a system of childcare. Susan Harney presented a workshop called Child Care is a Right. And we also presented a workshop, the briefing plan for the emerging early care and learning plan from ECEBC, as well as our Child Care 101. And that was in October 2010. And between October 2010 and March of this year, we looked at our workshop again and decided that what we really needed to be a companion to the workshop was a facilitator's guide. So we created a facilitator's guide for the workshop, and this was to allow people from around the province to take our workshop to their communities and present it to other care providers, to city councils, to colleges, wherever their audience might be. And when we did that, we had an opportunity to go to Vancouver Island and offer another frontline advocacy forum. And we did that in Courtney. And with the help of our other cohorts from there, from the Institute, they provided the keynote on their project, which is Child Signs. And that was very inspiring to people in their community to learn about that. And again, we offered Child Care is a Right and the Integrated Care and Learning Plan, as well as Child Care 101. And at the end of the day, the participants were so overwhelmed and so inspired that a few of them took the facilitator's guide and did a presentation that week to their fellow classmates in the ECE program that they were taking. That was really inspiring to us. After that, we realized that we needed to make it that much more accessible, the workshop and facilitator's guide. So we had been accepted to do a workshop at ECEBC with Childcare 101, and we decided to offer it as a train the trainer with a facilitator's guide, and we gave every participant a USB key with the facilitator's guide, the workshop, as well as the other workshops that we presented in the past, the Child Care is a Right, as well as the Integrated Care and Learning Plan. We again presented the workshop at the last Institute for the Leadership Initiative, and out of that, we felt that the participants were really inspired, and we have confirmed a date for September to go to Port Alberni to do a presentation to support an event that the leadership project from Port Alberni is doing. So we really feel like we're just getting started. We're just feeling like the momentum is picking up for us, and we really feel like we have our stride. And I think that there was great sadness in our final institute when we all came together from around the province, because we felt that it was that part of the journey was ending, that intensive part of it. But the learning was really just beginning, and the project was just really taking its own shape. So we have applied for an extension of our projects. We still have some remaining funds, and we hope that we can do another frontline advocacy forum somewhere in the interior in the fall, and continue to provide the train the trainer with the facilitator's guide and the Child Care 101. The institute and the project really was less about the project and more about our role in our community and what leadership we must provide, because we can. And again, the project really took shape as we went along. It didn't look anything like what we thought it would from the beginning, but I think we're just so pleased with our accomplishments and how we know that we've been able to influence and inspire other care, early childhood educators, as well as how we've been inspired by other early childhood educators, which probably had the biggest impact on me, is learning, watching, listening, meeting all these wonderful early childhood educators from the institute, as well as from when we've done the advocacy forums and our workshops, and it really grounded me in my faith in our field and the fact that we are so important in our communities, that we just need to continue to foster leadership and quality and promote the idea of an integrated care and learning system and a public system.